Hi, I'm Keegan, and this is A Bunch of Gamers. This is our 161st episode of Werewolf the Apocalypse 20th Anniversary Edition. Protect the Green. I'm going to go around and have my players introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play Cora. She's an Aruna in the Get of Fenris.
Hi, I'm Adam. I play Mark Guides the Fallen, and he's a Thurge of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play Zeb, speaks in sweet whispers. He is a Thurge of the Silent Striders.
Hello, my name's Thomas. I play Dimitri Howells in Memory, Lupus Galliard of the Bone Gnawers.
After hours and hours and hours of debate on whether the Pax had betrayed the nation and whether Little Meatball was allowed to live, the Concordant ran long, but in the end, it was determined that they would be spared. However, a silver pack was then formed to protect the child and raise them and possibly destroy the child if any signs of the worm ever showed. Then, after the Concordant had concluded, a green light blazed upon the horizon, and the Garu knew that battle was upon them. There's another green flash once again in the city, and the ground rumbles in places as you actually see some of the spider silk buildings starting to collapse in the umbra as weaver spirits start to scramble and there is a panic amongst the Garu. Several moon bridges start to open as the Garu are ready to rush into the city when they are halted by both Albrecht and the Margrave, who give out howls at the same time. As the Margrave opens moon bridges without the permission of the gatekeeper here at the Green, but the totems actually listen as Albrecht and the Margrave echo points. If they know we are here, they know your cairns are empty. Some can stay and fight to protect the child, but others must flee to their homes and defend them. You see another green flash, you see other things just going off in the distance as you see kind of like this, you see the ground and the streets shaking just outside of Karen grounds. What do you guys want to do?
I guess we gotta decide if we're gonna go protect Sacred Stone or if we're gonna stay here and fight.
I mean, half of us ain't members of Sacred Stone, so I think we're going to stay here and fight unless T-Pain wants to go back.
Oh, let's protect Meatball.
Yeah.
Protect the child.
We all came right. This far.
Sounds good. So then Kyle and William decide to stay behind to protect Meatball from the fighting and staying on the Karen grounds. There is a green flash to the south of you. There are umbral quakes to the east and to the north, and to the west, there seem to be other things, and you get this foul odor just on the wind.
I am inclined to go toward the Umbral Quakes. At best, Scrags. At worst, some terrible Umbrood horror.
All right.
I would recommend that Howls in Memory and any remaining Galliards maybe rally our soldiers with a rousing howl for the Song of the Heroes.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Look at this.
Let's hear that song.
Invoke the great hero Darkness Wolf.
I'll invoke the tales of Garu heroism and start things off with the Song of Heroes.
All right, charisma performance, difficulty 8, please.
All right.
3 successes. So that means everyone gets a +1 bonus to one die pool. What die pool is that, Thomas?
I'm going to have it be Brawl.
All right. Everyone treat your Brawl as one higher.
Nice. I'm just going through my gifts to make sure there's no like rolls I need to do, because a lot of them are just spend this and it's activated.
Sure.
All right. Looks like so Mark wants to activate Unicorn's Arsenal and Resist Pain. So Unicorn's Arsenal is just one Gnosis, and then Resist Pain is just one Willpower. But for Luna's armor, I gotta do a, let's see here, a stamina survival roll at difficulty 6.
All right.
Oh, I'll be in Krynos form.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured.
Okay, I got 3 successes.
All right, your soak is 3 higher.
Okay.
Cool. Next.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah. I'm doing a few things. I want to roll troll skin. 4 successes on that.
Okay, so, as the earth beneath your feet crawls up and creates this kind of mossy shield around your body, full of stones and crags.
Awesome. I'd like to do razor claws. That's resist pain, 1 willpower. Fangs of the North as well. Just a gnosis to get that. And I think that's all I need to do right now.
Alrighty. Anyone else activating any gifts?
I already did Song of Heroes. Actually, I'm also going to activate Odious Aroma. That's gonna reduce dice pools by 2 within 20 feet of me.
Is that for everyone?
That is for everyone around me, which includes the bad guys. Unless you guys want me to hold off until we're actually fighting.
Did you say 20 feet?
20 feet, yeah.
Stay away from you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, it should be fine as long as we stay away from you.
Okay. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else to activate.
Spirit Ward. Okay. Speed Beyond Thought. And then question on Name the Spirit, looking in the direction of where those quakes are coming from.
Okay.
Do I need to have like visual acuity on it, or can I just make the roll and see if I get lucky?
I think you can only for the one that you can kind of smell, because that gives you some visual feedback or some sensory feedback of what's there.
Okay. All right. I will activate Spirit Ward first. 5 successes on that, sir. So that's within 50 meters. -5 dice, -5 essence per turn for spirits.
All right.
Speed Beyond Thoughts, just a gnosis spin. And then I will attempt the look at Name the Spirit. I have 3 successes on Name the Spirit roll, sir.
Perfect. So for the one where it smells, you get the sense of 7 rage, 7 gnosis, 7 rage, 7 gnosis, 3 willpower.
All right, it's not the direction we are going, so Zeb will point and call out that information to the guru that are heading in that direction, since I know that we're heading toward where the quakes are.
All right, and so you start heading that way as spider spirits are desperately kind of weaving in every which direction. As you're moving through, there's various spirits of raw sewage bubbling up from the streets and causing umbral quakes and trying to literally shake these buildings down. Zeb, because you have some familiarity with this area, this is low income areas, and they're trying to shake the houses down in the spirit world so that they inevitably collapse in the physical realm. As other spirits of kind of like liquid kind of like start to come up, and they actually start lifting up bits of sewage that creates another waft of smell in this area now too, as it bubbles up and the hands try and grip other Garu and pull them waist deep in raw sewage that is leaking into the streets all around, as well as spirits of balefire. All of you wish to be so lucky. As you hear the gibbering, the jolting creature, as it's got well over 100 arms and 3 massive heads, as the creature's heads constantly shift back and forth, tied together by odd spiritual rituals. Zeb and Mark, the only words that come to your mind in trying to describe this creature to your fellow packs is Nexus Crawler Cerberus. All right. And real quick, because you guys will know what is coming if it happens. We're good. So there's the creature. Dimitri, what are you doing this round?
I am going to use distractions, and I'll also spend a rage to dodge.
Zeb?
Is it just it, or are there other minions that are accompanying it?
They're minions fighting other Garu who are in the area.
Got it. All right, I guess I will spend a rage to dodge and claw attack.
Perfect. Mark?
Up on the buildings, you say? This sounds like a good opportunity to use shards of icy rage.
All right. And Korra, what are you doing this round?
I am going to use Might of Thor.
So, this creature, with its three heads, gets three actions. Warp reality, warp reality, warp reality. It is going to use one on the ground beneath you, one on the buildings next to you, and then one on, we'll pick at random. There's four of you. Mark. It will use its third one on Mark.
Woo!
So, let us do warp reality.
Oh boy.
When it comes to the environment, what happens is you are all sinking away from the creature. It is now too far to attack unless you climb up the sides as the city streets actually expand, and you're like in a Grand Canyon-like expanse with the creature about 50 to 100 feet above you.
Zeb and Dim can fly, but does the gift supersede that and the power throws us down there too?
Yeah, because it's happening on its initiative.
Right.
Now, I will say that you guys can, if you want to take a minus two to your attack rolls, to make a dexterity athletics roll, diff 8, to try and immediately fly and keep up with the ever-dropping ground when it gets to your turn. But that's only for those two, because they have wings.
Okay. Question about my shards of icy rage, then. It says 5 yards for every dot of Garu's strength, and I would have 8.
Yep.
In Krynos form, so that's like, what, 120 feet?
Yeah, so you'd be like within range. Yard. Yeah, you'd be within range then. So, while you're going up, the buildings on the sides of the canyon are twisted and change into snakes that hiss and bite any who come above the edges of the zone. Game mechanics terms means that every attack that does not garner 5 successes or more requires you to make a soak roll against 3 levels of damage. And finally, the last one, going for Mark with some reality warping. Oh, Mark.
Oh, no.
2, 3, 4, 5. That means massive alteration. Mark.
Uh-oh.
Imagine, if you will, you feel a breeze. It doesn't feel unpleasant at first, but it starts to get wilder and wilder and seems to constantly change direction. Your hair feels longer, almost luscious at first and then weighty next. Looking down at your hands, every single hair on your body is a centipede, and the centipedes are angrily biting you all over.
Oh.
You will need to roll soak now.
Okay, good thing I got Luna's armor. Shit.
And it is 6 levels of bashing.
Okay, good thing I got 6 levels? Holy shit. So let's see.
It's literally all over your body, just getting bitten by fucking centipedes.
Yeah. Let's see here. I got 5 stam, so that's 5 soak, plus the 3 I got, so that's 8 soak. So, 8.
Diff 6.
1, 2, 3 successes.
So you take 3 bashing, as you just have all these wormy things biting into your flesh all over, and you're getting like little welts from the venom of the various poisonous legs crawling into your hair, trying to literally crawl out of your face, but they can't because they're your hair, so you actually feel your pores pulling as well as they're biting and trying to pull their bottom ends out.
Oh man, my skin's crawling right now, gee.
Alright, Sam, Might of Thor, roll willpower diff 8, please.
Super duper.
Mind aiming it at me? No, I'm kidding.
I will. Two turns.
All right. That does mean that you might be able to jump good enough to try and reach it from this canyon.
That's true.
Mark.
Difficulty 8 for shards of ice. Ooh, 3 successes. Each shard does 3 dice of aggravated damage.
All right, so you got 3 shards, so that's 9 dice.
Okay, sweet.
Now roll my soak, which is at -5.
Oh, dang. I rolled 3 tens, but a 1, so that's 2 tens.
All right, so that's 2 damage. And it rolled Woo. 3 successes off 10 dice, so it soaked it. So your shard goes up, hits, and shatters.
Gurren confounded.
All right. And finally, oh no, we got Zeb. Are you doing your athletics?
Yep, I'll do the roll.
All right, perfect.
2 successes.
2 successes, you go up. Now you make your attack roll. Remember, if you get less than 5 successes, you have to do a soak for the snake bites.
My question is, as far as him having that aura of 5 essence damage for anything around him, is he avoiding the snakes or is it still getting to him too?
No, they're not getting him.
I have 4 successes to hit.
All right, that is not enough, so you will need to do a soak. But he does take 5 essence of damage.
Right.
So, that's right.
Right. Okay, and I have 3 on my soak roll.
So you soaked all the snake bites.
All right.
Now roll damage, please. Holy shit. 9 successes off 10 dice on its soak.
Ah, all right then. No worries. The essence damage was the real victory in all of that, and Zeb getting close enough and not getting murked.
Right. All right. And now it is Dimitri. You going to do your distractions now?
What does the Nexus call as willpower?
You're going to be real sad.
It's 10, isn't it?
It's 15.
Oh.
So you need 6 successes to get 1 level of distraction.
And you're right, I am really sad. I don't make it.
That's fair. It's all right. There'll be others to distract.
At least I can dodge.
Well, it is the next round. Dimitri, what are you doing this round? Real quick, I gotta do roll real quick. All right, you all know that the environment is changing automatically because of this Nexus crawler here. What's going to happen is that the canyon is going to flood, which means you will have to swim up to not drown. But that does mean that you can swim up to be about level with the Nexus crawler and dodge the snakes at the same time while your heads are poking out of the water. So this will happen at the end of this round.
And for those of us that are flying, we didn't clear the top of the canyon.
You did.
Okay.
All right, so Dimitri, knowing that, and you did not fly this round because you just did the distractions, what is Dimitri doing?
I'll spend the rage to shift into Krynos, and I'm going to scoop up Mark and carry him up and fly.
Okay. Zeb.
Sorry, I'm just reading the mechanic for evasive action. I think Zeb is going to do just that, since he knows he's going to do that damage no matter what. He's going to be flying around evading and being a nuisance. And so it's a wits athletics roll that adds to that. So he'll take evasive action as his action.
Okay, perfect. Mark, are you going to hold your action for Dimitri?
Yeah, I'll hold my action for Dimitri, and it's kind of like, as we're flying up, I'll use Shards of Blood Rage again, and because I'm using it again, it's going to be a difficulty 9 instead of an 8.
Okay. Cora, what are you doing?
So, I'm going to throw my hammer at it.
Okay. The Nexus Crawler is going to just do that again. It's going to change the environment in some way. It's going to shape the buildings some way. And once again, randomly, it's going to shape Dimitri in some way. The sobbing oh no's in the background from Sig off of Sam's mic is probably the best, like, oh no. It's just in the background. There's just some Garu in the background. Watch out, ill omens, Famori's Bane. Oh no. that's how it reads.
We're, Wind creatures, weaver, and spirals. Oh my!
So the environment doesn't change much. All that happens is that the canyon gets brittle along the edges, making it difficult to climb, which will mean that you may have to dodge debris when the water comes in. For the buildings, no changes. For Dimitri, oh no.
Oh no.
Four successes. So, Dimitri, as you go to pick up Mark, I need you to choose up or down.
Down.
You become half your size. Treat your strength as three lower.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh wait, I'm in Krynos. It's not so bad.
You are still trying to pick up someone who's like 900 pounds, though.
I have it written down, actually. Hold on.
Oh no.
Gotta be accurate. Oh no.
I am 1,000 pounds.
So your grab of Mark is going to have to be a willpower roll, diff 8. Every success you roll temporarily increases your strength for lifting purposes.
All right.
FYI, this is going to look hilarious. All right. That has all happened, and so now it is Cora. Throw that hammer.
Four.
Four successes. That all hits as the hammer goes flying up Marvel style.
Five, so 10.
Total 10? Okay, so that means that you did 6 aggravated damage as your hammer goes screaming up and striking the creature. Mark, your turn. Oh no,
I'm holding my action.
Yep, you're holding your action. Zev, evasive action. While you're doing your evasive action, you do 5 damage. Dimitri, it's time to show how strong you are at, what, you're like 4'6" in full Krynos form?
Sounds like it. What was the diff of that willpower roll again?
Diff 8. You will need to bring your strength back up to 6. So you need 3 successes on this to lift Mark and desperately fly up as best you can.
All right.
Which will require a strength athletics roll after.
All right, here we go. Diff 8. It's just a failure.
It's just a failure. As you grab Mark and you're like, ah! And you start straining and holding him by his shoulders, like kind of getting your arms underneath him. You look like a fucking backpack on a toddler with your little wings going as fast as possible like a hummingbird.
Enjoy the super beats.
As Mark then shoots up.
All right, let's see how many shards I got. And stop. Ooh, I got 4 shards this time.
4 shards, that is 12 dice of damage.
4.
4, you do 4 ag to it as the shards shoot out. One breaks, and then 2 shoot in, one busting out the side of the creature's mouth as you see the threads kind of trying to come together. Also, I need you to roll soak, because you still have biting body hair.
That's a good point. 5 successes.
All right, you take 1 bashing, and don't forget to roll stamina 1 more time, just stamina, to see if you regenerate a point of bashing.
So just stamina.
Or no, it's bashing, you heal it automatically. So you heal 1 point of bashing as well.
Okay, so we'll just negate that one.
Yeah, so you just heal the 1 point of bashing as they're biting. You still got, like, the blisters coming in. Alright, roll for chance again. The environment will change again once the water strikes you. I'm going to say that the water then will immediately turn into gelatin. So, you will have to swim, though. So, Dimitri, you're still at the bottom of the canyon, like, you have 1 more turn of being schmoll. What are you doing this round?
And the gelatin thing is going to happen after this round.
Yes.
I'll just swim. Swim and dodge.
Zeb?
I will claw and dodge.
All right. Mark?
Swim and dodge. Yep, that's what Mark will do.
Cool. Cora, what are you doing this round?
I'm going to swim and dodge. And if I make it up to the top, No, I guess, yeah. So I'm going to spend 2 points of rage. I'm going to swim, then rage for dodge, and then spend a rage to claw.
Three reality warps. Also, all of you will have to make soak rolls. It will be who are in the water, because parts of the canyon have broken off, obviously. And so they're pelting. You're getting pelted with rocks while this mass of water is just splashing into you. All you need to do is soak 1 point and take nothing. So the Cerberus is going to do one to the environment, one to the buildings, and one to Dimitri again.
Oh, no.
So to the environment, 2 successes. So it is going to start rapidly decreasing the temperature of the water. What it's going to do is it's going to super chill the water, which means you will have to make a stamina roll not to get hypothermia. More importantly, the first person to bust out is going to do what in scientific terms is super cooled water, which means that the water is below freezing, and once there is a single crystal formed, the whole set of water turns to ice, trapping your companions below. Buildings. The buildings stop being snakes, and they actually turn into trees, and now there are these silvery, spidery mixed ravens. They look like spiders, but 2 of their legs are raven wings, and through their little mandibles, they're cawing as they fly around, causing a distraction to everyone around the Nexus Crawler, taking a -2 penalty to attacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dimitri.
Oh no.
I have a question for you.
Is it up or down?
It is not this time.
Oh.
It's going to be left or right.
I guess right.
Right, perfect. You feel yourself flung across the canyon wall as your left arm, your right arm and leg extend, becoming monstrous, over and slamming your body into the canyon as you have 1 oversized leg, 1 oversized arm, each one over 30 feet in length, while you have your half-sized, pint-sized body tipping down, smashed into the side of the canyon like a bug underwater. You will have spend a point of rage on your turn to gain an additional action to unwedge yourself so that you are not trapped.
Sounds good.
That will last for 2 turns. So, worse yet, all right, you also need to roll soak. I'm sorry. Roll soak for me, please.
Okay. 3 successes.
You take no damage as you are violently cast into the side with your oversized limbs that are behind Mark. So Mark's just standing there like swimming and then just feels this massive swoosh in the water as Dimitri goes flying. Actually,
question.
Fuck.
For that extra rage, would I have to do a willpower roll to change my action?
I'm going to say no in this case.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
But I am going to say, because you hit the canyon and created imperfections in the hyper-frozen water, you are starting to freeze over immediately and is spreading rapidly, meaning that everyone on their strength athletics rolls to swim get a -2 penalty as they try and desperately outswim the rapidly freezing waters around them.
Oh no.
With that, Cora, it's your turn as you see your friend freezing over in the water and the water around you freezing.
I love this. There is so much happening. Okay. So I make my swim roll, right?
Yep, but a -2 penalty.
Okay, and that's dex athletics?
Strength athletics.
Strength, okay, so 10, 14, 12.
Okay, and your strength is still doubled this round.
Oh, that's right,
this is the last round, yep. This is the last round, it's doubled, but it is doubled.
22 then.
Perfect.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Cora, you're rapidly swimming up. You do make it, but ice is starting to form on your body. As you jump out, now there are the spider ravens, which you take another -2 on your attack roll.
5.
That's all rollover. So that's a total of 15.
It is.
You did 10 damage.
Nice.
As you come up, you like a wolf shark as you kind of like breaststroke up, both claws, everything freezing around you as you strike. And when your turn starts next round, it has to start with a Dex Athletics to not slip on the ice that is going to be underfoot immediately when you land.
Okay.
As an FYI.
Awesome.
All right. Mark, make your swim roll. Strength Athletics with a -2 penalty.
All right. Dip so 11. All right. 11 dice. Let's do this. One success.
You start to swim and you slow and clunk. You will need to make a rage roll not to panic because there's no oxygen. You're frozen okay. And you cannot breathe.
One success.
You did not frenzy. So you will have to try and break out of the ice next round.
Oh boy.
All right, Zeb, your turn as you do an automatic 5 damage.
All right. I will have 5 on my attack roll, sir.
All roll over.
6 damage, sir.
You did 3 damage. So you get a good rake into the side as the creature kind of screams as its blood billows out and turns into a wing, righting it. All right, Thomas, it's time to do whatever it is you can to do this.
All right.
So first one is the Dex Athletics to unwedge yourself.
Okay.
-2 penalty.
All right. Oh, boy, 3 dice. I love it. What's the difficulty?
6.
6. All right, 2 successes.
You unwedge yourself. Now you have to try and swim.
Oh, boy.
Awkwardly.
Same Dex Athletics?
Strength Athletics now.
Okay. So that's... All right, that's going to be 6. That is 2 successes.
You come out as Cora and Zeb comically see one paddle stroke fingers coming up and then they freeze in place with Dimitri still a good 30 feet below the ice. Dimitri has to roll rage now to see if he panics in the 0 oxygen.
All right, 5 dice. 2 successes on that rage.
You did not frenzy. All right, next round. Dimitri, actually, I got to check if the environment changes as the ice is now frozen gelatin all around you, which does make it a little more brittle, I guess. But, and Dimitri, you know that you are going to automatically take 1 point of lethal because your body is going to hyper-expand and it's going to break the shards into your body, which will give you some breathing room so you won't have to make a roll to initially break your body out. You can try to start digging up. So small mercies, okay. As your small half is now normal size next to your large half, which is comically too large. And no changes to the environment for the next round. So next is Zeb, what are you... Dimitri, what are you doing this round? I'm sorry.
I'm going to start digging. Just going to dig up.
You will be taking a -4 penalty only because your body... Your strength penalty is gone, by the way. But you are okay. Taking that -4 because it's so awkward to move half of your body given the odd proportions. All right, Zeb...
This thing has 3 heads, you said, right?
Yes.
And like 11 billion different eyes?
Yes.
I was going to attempt to go for like a blinding attack, at least on maybe like the side I'm on or that attempt. So I would spend a willpower point on my next success on that, and that'll be my action.
All right, cool. Mark, what are you doing this round? You have to, or you're going to have to break out. That is a roll for you because you are not, so... You have to do you have to do the initial shake your body because you're frozen to skin. Also, on the plus side, you do not have to roll bashing anymore. The cold killed all the centipedes, so you are covered in dead centipedes.
Yay! Gotta count my blessings from Gaia.
Your blessings from Gaia. You will be bald after this combat for a while.
And it will be hilarious.
All forms, okay, breaking free.
Yes.
Cora. You're gonna have to at least do a balance roll.
Yes.
Are you gonna spend rage to do anything else?
I will, yes. I am going to spend rage to attack twice. So that'll be two rage.
Okay. All right, and those will be at a penalty, a minus two penalty, simply because you're on ice.
That's fair.
So, cool. Unless you get five successes on your initial balance roll, then fucking ice means nothing. All right. And the Nexus Crawl is going to do basically the same, and it's going to go after Mark with a reality warp. So first, the environment, only one. So it's going to, it would take a couple turns, but initially what's going to happen is all the fragments of gelatin in the ice are going to start reconstituting skeletons, and they will reconstitute various life forms and cattle creatures. If you do not get out in time, you will be trapped in the bowels of various bovines and swine that this gelatin was derived from.
Ew.
Yes, correct.
Well, I gotta get out of here.
To the buildings. No. Two successes. So now the flying, buzzing distractors, some of them have fused together, and what they are doing is they're creating a sonic wave. So they're going to start shattering the ice at the top, meaning anyone on top will take one automatic lethal damage if they don't soak it, as the shards of ice go everywhere, which is just Korra in this case. And finally, Mark, hands or feet?
Oh boy, this is, let's see. Let's go with hands.
Your hands turn into cow hooves. You will lose the ability to do claw damage.
Oh no.
For two rounds.
Oh my gosh.
I'm having a great time.
I can tell, I am too. Poor Mark.
And, all right, Korra, your turn.
All right, so I have to do my strength athletic, or my dex athletics.
Dex athletics first.
Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So you land, you will not take the penalty, but you will have to roll soak real quick because awesome. Of the one lethal from the ice.
So 5.
All right, so you take no damage.
Spectacular. And then I said that I was hitting twice, right?
Correct. No penalties.
No penalties. Super duper. 5, 9.
All right, and roll and soak. You did 1 point of damage.
Nice. Love it. Favorite.
I mean, 8 successes off 10 dice is pretty fucking impressive.
It was off of,
No, mine. My soak was 8 successes off of 10
that's
dice.
That's a little wild.
Yes.
And I also hate it quite a bit, but awesome. Good job.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
All right. Mark, break free. Strength athletics, please.
All righty. Breaking free. Strength athletics.
And don't forget to that you've been healing 1 point of bashing only every round. My house rule is 1 bashing per round, and then for lethal, you got to still do the stamina roll of diff 8.
Okay, yeah. Bam. Okay. 2 successes.
So you break free, but now you have to roll soak.
Oh, it's soak, so that's 1 success.
You take 1 lethal as shards of ice get everywhere and stick into your skin, puncturing as blood kind of gushes and hits the steam as the blood seems to incorporate itself with the ever-growing bovine bones growing about sweat. You.
Yep.
Nervous sweat.
I need to start swimming.
Yep, but not now. Well, you gotta start digging. You gotta dig now.
Yeah.
All right. Go for your blinding attack, Zeb.
All right, dex subterfuge. Hot damn. All right, 2 on the die roll plus the willpower, so 3 successes, sir.
All right. You strike and you blind one of the heads. And that head will take a 2-die penalty to its warp reality because it can't direct it. All right, next round. So next is Dimitri. Start digging. Strength athletics with all your penalties.
All right. 3 successes.
As you guys see this hand kind of break through the ice, pulling up as you see several shards clack down and they turn into like small little cows as they go screaming away. As Dimitri pulls his head above water as he's got this arm bar across the canyon that's just one arm and the other arm gently resting upon it, looking like an insect trying to hug a human arm. Dimitri, your arm will shrink back to normal this round, so you'll be normal. And you also know that the environment is changing next round. Next round, what's going to happen is, if you do not get off this ice, it will turn into poison gas, and you'll fall 100 feet back to the bottom of the canyon if you do not move.
Okay.
So what are you doing?
Mark and Cora are not being carried by anybody, are they?
No, Mark is still under the ice, soon to be poison gas.
Well, okay. The gelatin.
Well, yeah, the frozen gelatin, soon to be poison gas.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, at the very least, I'll swoop down to pick up Cora.
Okay, so Dimitri will swoop in. So, Cora, you don't have to run off the ice. Dimitri's going to come in and whole new world you to safety.
Nice, love that.
All right, Zeb, what are you doing this round?
I will dodge and I will attack the blind side.
Awesome. Mark, you gotta start digging. You gotta get a lot of digging done.
Mark's gonna do exactly that.
Do you want to spend rage to get multiple dig attempts?
I can only spend 1 rage, but yes.
Okay, 2 digs. Excellent. Cora, what are you doing? Oh, right. And the thing took 5 damage on Zeb's turn. Need to mark that.
So, my turn goes before Dimitri, so I can still attack this turn before he picks me up.
Yep, correct.
Super duper. I'm going to spend 1 rage and do 2 claw attacks.
Okay, perfect. So, the head that is damaged is going to be the one that does the random attacks on folks, and it will be doing it to Cora this time. But let's do the environment first. All right. From the mists of the ice and all that, all the mists turn into black spiral dancers. There are at least 20 of them. To the buildings. All right, those flying around sonic creatures that were the buildings, they immediately explode into spears. Everyone above the ice must succeed or take 5 points of, or must roll soak against 5 levels of lethal damage. So, Mark, you're not rolling. Cora, Dimitri, and Zeb, you are.
I will have 4 successes.
So you take 1 lethal.
1 success.
4 lethal. And Cora?
2 successes.
3 lethal. And finally, doing a warp reality on Cora. Right. Okay. Cora.
Yes.
Ribs or spine?
Fuck's sakes. Ribs.
Perfect.
No.
All your... Yes, you've already made your choice. I need you to roll soak right now. Once again, it is... But this time it is to... 4 ag.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey.
Perfect. You take no damage, but you feel the discomfort. You will take a 4-die penalty on all movement actions as all of your ribs turn to Jarl hammers inside your body, forcing your organs to compress inside you.
How much damage would I take if I ripped one out?
It's not staying forever. It's for a couple rounds.
Exactly. I only need one. I only need 1 round. How much damage am I going to take if I do that?
You will
you
take...
said no white wallings and we can use
true.
The environment around
you can,
us.
You can. I will say that you have to make a willpower roll to psych yourself up enough to rip out one of your own ribs at diff 8, and then if you succeed that, you will take 2 points of aggravated damage, and then you can have a Jarl hammer for one round.
Okay.
Do you want to change your action to do that right now?
Yeah.
Spend a point of willpower, roll willpower, diff 8, and then roll willpower again. Diff 8.
Spend a point of willpower, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 5, 6, 7. Two.
You change your action. Now you got to do it again to psych yourself up and rip that Jarl hammer out of your ribs. Good thing you didn't say spine, because that would have been hilarious. I rip out all my own spine and collapse.
I got one.
You.
I got a 9.
All right, you rip. You take your rag.
I love this so much.
As you all see Cora just go, like, her chest expands and is blocky all the way down. She turns, she grabs, and you hear the creaking of her own body, of the snapping of bones before a Jarl hammer is ripped out in gore. One lung half hanging out, her intestines spill onto the ice with a heavy hiss. Make your Jarl hammer roll. Dex melee. Okay.
So Dex melee?
Dex melee, diff 7.
I love it so much. Okay. 8, 12. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4.
It's all rollover.
So 8 total, I think, is what we said.
Okay, cool. So you did a total of 7 ag.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Cool, that's your 2 actions that you've replaced.
Yep.
As I feel like those were... As your Jarlhammer starts turning back into a rib. All right. So now it is Mark. Let's get 2 digs from you.
6 successes.
All right. You get up to the edge. You bust out of the ice. You land. And because of that extra roll, you're able to get on the edge of the canyon before it fills with poison gas and you don't fall to your doom.
Perfect. But I still have hooves.
You still have hooves for hands, yes. For one more round. All right, Dimitri, you go in as you swoop, you catch Cora, you gently grab as her intestines land and kind of coil around your arm as you start carrying her to the side. Oh, and I gotta do the 5 damage from Zebulon.
And Zeb has an attack.
And Zeb does have an attack. Yes, I'm sorry. I skipped you.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I usually go last, so I don't think there's anything too aberrant about that. All
right. Attack that blind side. You get a +2 die penalty. Or +2 not die bonus, because it's blind.
Right. 6 to hit.
All rollover.
8 damage.
All right. You do 4 damage. As you get your hand in, you reach, you rip, and you see the spiritual bonds in the creature starting to disintegrate as the land starts shooting up rapidly. Thankfully, no one is there. As the street reforms, the random spires start turning into shards of building, exploding in every which direction. I need Dex Athletics from everyone, or from Dimitri, Zeb, and Mark, as those shards of spears are turning back into the buildings and popping into existence. Try and dodge out of the way. Cora doesn't have to dodge. She is in Dimitri's arms.
The loving arms of Dimitri, thank you.
2 successes.
All right, Mark, you don't take any damage, but you just barely, as the wind strikes you and the building almost smashes you across the... as you just duck and roll right at the perfect time. As the fighting continues and you hear howls all about, but it seems as if the forces of the worm are being pushed back. You return to Central Park, and now it is time to survey the damages. As you begin, you have to make your journeys back to Sacred Stone and taking the moon bridges. You have a few moments to breathe, but at the end, Meatball will find their new home. Meatball finds their new home as you see the silver pack finally forming around little Meatball as they nod, and Meatball turns and goes,
I don't want to go.
Yeah, we got to talk to him. So we'll come over, I guess Cora will walk over to him and give him a big old hug.
as he starts pushing away. No hugs! I don't want to go!
Do you know how dangerous it was today?
I don't care.
We do. We want you safe as you can be.
I was safe with you.
That's because at that time, we were not doing our duty in fighting the worm. We were keeping you safe and protecting you. Do you want to help keep others safe too?
I want to help others be safe. As he just looks at you and you see like little tears in his little Krynos face, he goes, but I want to be wanted. Why do you keep giving me away?
We are doing what we think is best for you. We are not giving you away. You are so wanted. If you weren't wanted, then all of these people would not have come here. We would not have called this big hold meeting to keep you safe. We want you safe, and we want you trained, and we want you to be raised properly.
But they didn't want me. I heard them.
Some of them. But you also heard that some of them do want you. Yes? You can't ignore those ones.
Guess.
Yeah, but you want to protect. You want to protect others, right? You want to protect our cousins and our brothers and our sisters, yes?
But why do I always have to go to protect?
As silly as it sounds, one of the reasons is we're just not very good at training. The other reason is because this way, you can be protected even better than we can protect you.
So Cora will, like, I assume that Cora's not fully healed yet.
Right? No, her guts are back in. That's about the extent of the healing.
Okay, so, like, she'll point. You see what happened to me? That was one fight. And we could not win without knowing that you were protected in a safe place. We almost didn't win.
The Red Talon steps over.
It's time to go.
Coral, like, squat down and, like, in his face. Learn as best as you can. When we see you next, you will be strong and you will be the most wonderful Garu. You'll be ready to protect. Maybe not completely ready, but you will learn and you will train. Yes?
Kind of nods.
Will you make us proud?
Nods.
Coral will give him a hug and just like whisper in his ear, like, you are so incredibly loved. You are loved by all of us.
The Red Talon grabs Little Meatball by the scruff of his neck while it's in hispo as it starts moving, and Little Meatball starts thrashing, goes, and you just hear him screaming and wailing and begging as he goes,
I want to be wanted. I want you proud of me now. I want you now. I can protect now. I can protect now. I'm good. I'm a good Garu now.
As he screams and the moon bridge, he goes off and his voice trails off.
Cora is very sad and angry.
Mark will come over to Cora and console her. Everything will be okay. We will see him again.
Hopefully more often than when we had him hidden away last time.
And so the packs prepare. They get a night's rest before leaving. It is April the 19th. And you move through and you get to Five Mirrors first. Five Mirrors survived. Kinfolk had to battle Spiral Dancers. Several died. But through some silver ammunition, they were able to hold just long enough. You return to Sacred Stone. Sacred Stone did the best out of any of the other Karens, with only a few attacks. Surprisingly so. Though, after another week of rest, recovery, collecting your thoughts, normal sept life. It is April the 26th, and word comes down that the Sept of Steel Mountain fell during the attacks. And the Glasswalkers are deciding on whether to stay there anyway, as it is impractical to move all their kinfolk, either down to Colorado Springs or to another Karen, and because there was still territory that they were willing to protect. They're having a meeting about it now. You might be able to see and get some ideas heading that way if you so choose, but we will find out what happens next time. Thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you in that next episode. Bye.
See you then.
Bye.
Goodbye.